from the start. Trinity Western University has been a testimony to what God's people can accomplish when they depend on Him in faith. In 1958, Trinity Western was just a vision, but it was a God-given vision. In the hearts of people who believed deeply in the need for Christian liberal arts education in Canada, odds against the idea were overwhelming. The academic climate was not receptive to Christian higher education. The proposed college had no campus, no faculty, no students, and most significantly, no money. A study committee was authorized to spend as much as $500. Through perseverance, prayer, and faith in God, the obstacles were overcome. Today, Trinity Western is an accredited university, internationally recognized for quality education, spiritual vitality, and the competence of its alumni. Founded by members of the Evangelical Free Church, the university maintains that affiliation, but serves the needs of the whole evangelical community, regardless of denomination. Its board includes representatives from many denominations. Trinity Western is a full member of the Association of Universities and Colleges of Canada and offers a wide variety of academic programs, ranging from the business division, teaching modern managerial philosophies and techniques, the natural science division, including chemistry, biology, physics, and computer science, to fine arts, including music and drama, social sciences from history and geography to psychology and sociology, and human sciences. Altogether, 20 majors with instruction in 31 academic disciplines. There are pre-professional programs in medicine, dentistry, and law, plus biblical studies and pre-seminary programs for students who want to pursue graduate training for the ministry or other full-time church service. The 1986-87 academic year will mark the university's 25th anniversary, an opportune time to thank God for what He has done in the past and to commit ourselves to whatever He asks for the future. For more than 2 years, the board and the administration have sensed with increasing urgency God's call to move forward. In obedience, they have carefully reviewed what the university is doing today and what it needs to serve the students of tomorrow. In studying those needs, Trinity Western turned first to the people who have supported and encouraged the university: parents, churchmen, alumni, and others. Based on their advice, the decision was made to launch a two-phase, 10-year program to provide for Trinity Western's future. The first phase, centering around the 25th anniversary, will raise more than $6.5 million to better enable Trinity Western University to minister to students, churches, the nation, and the world. It is our growing conviction that a humble, renewed commitment to faithful service is the only fitting response we can make to God's unwavering love. And we know you will want to join us in that response. 6 projects were judged to be of highest priority: operational resources, a new library, debt retirement, improved science facilities, more aid for deserving students, and better instructional equipment and resources. Trinity Western gets no tax monies. Classroom instruction, chapel services, career counseling, and all the ways in which we strive to help students grow in body, soul, and spirit are mostly paid for by tuition fees, supplemented by the income from auxiliary services. Less than 18% of the total operating budget comes from gifts. But that 18% amounts to almost $1 million a year, and it is vital that this support be sustained. Over the 3 years of this campaign, that need amounts to $2,850,000. The library is the heart of any university. Our existing library was built in 1965, when enrollment was only about 1/10 of today's student population. The new facility will provide badly needed study areas and lounges for students, upgraded work areas for library staff, and improved temperature and humidity control to preserve the collection. It will also provide space for extended audiovisual, microform, and computer services, which have become essential to all modern university libraries. Rapid enrollment growth in recent years demanded immediate construction of expanded facilities. Since 1980, Trinity Western has built Douglas Hall, the Robert Thompson Building, the Stanley Nelson Center, Fraser Hall, and additions to the chapel. This construction, coupled with expansion from a two-year junior college to a full four-year university program granting baccalaureate degrees, meant that major expenditures had to be financed. The board and administration have agreed that the time has now come to eliminate these debts. The amount to be retired in this program is $1.5 million. At current interest rates, savings of over $150,000 a year will be realized from this debt retirement. These funds will then be available for direct support of student aid and instructional programs. Along with growth in numbers of students and programs, the university must continue to grow in the quality of education. $200,000 will be designated to support the President Scholars Program, which offers financial awards to students with exceptional academic and spiritual qualifications. Many of these promising students would be unable to attend without such assistance. Other excellence in education funds will meet needs for upgrading instructional equipment, expanded computer services, and other classroom resources. $100,000 will assist with the purchase of the much-needed new science equipment and will provide one additional laboratory. These are critical needs. They cannot be deferred. Meeting them will greatly enhance the university's ability to serve. How will they be met? The objective can only be reached if there is full response at every giving level. Obviously, some can give more than others, but every gift is important. We pray that you will respond as God enables. Please consider our priority needs. Through your gift, you will have a key role in providing the church and the marketplace with Christian leaders who share Trinity Western University's commitment to excellence for God's glory. And to commit ourselves to whatever he asks for the future. For more than 2 years, the board and administration have sensed with increasing urgency God's call to move forward. In obedience, they have carefully reviewed what the university is doing today and what it needs to serve the students of tomorrow. In studying those needs, Trinity Western turned first to the people who have supported and encouraged the university. Parents, churchmen, alumni, and others. Based on their advice, the decision was made to launch a two-phase, 10-year program to provide for Trinity Western's future. The first phase, centering around the 25th anniversary, will raise more than $6.5 million. This will meet the most pressing needs to better enable Trinity Western University to minister to students, churches, the nation, and the world. It is our growing conviction that a humble, renewed commitment to faithful service is the only fitting response we can make to God's unwavering love, and we know that you will want to join us in that response. 5 projects were judged to be of highest priority: operational resources, debt reduction, improved science facilities, more aid for deserving students, and better instructional equipment and resources. Trinity Western gets no tax monies. Classroom instruction, chapel services, career counseling, and all the ways in which we strive to help students grow in body, soul, and spirit are mostly paid for by tuition fees, supplemented by the income from auxiliary services. Less than 18% of the total operating budget comes from gifts. But that 18% amounts to nearly $1 million a year. And it is vital that this support be sustained over the 3 years of this campaign. The library is the heart of any university. Our existing library was built in 1965, when enrollments were only about one-tenth of today's student population. The new facility will provide badly needed study areas and lounges for students, upgraded work areas for library staff, and improved temperature and humidity control to preserve the collection. It will also provide space for expanded audiovisual, microform, and computer services, which have become essential to all modern university libraries. Rapid enrollment growth in recent years demanded immediate construction of expanded facilities. Since 1980, Trinity Western has built Douglas Hall, the Robert Thompson Building, the Stanley Nelson Center, Fraser Hall, and additions to the chapel. This construction, coupled with expansion from a 2-year junior college to a full 4-year university program operating baccalaureate degrees, meant that major expenditures had to be financed. The board and administration have agreed that the time has now come to eliminate these debts. The amount to be retired in this program is $1.5 million. At current interest rates, savings of over $150,000 a year will be realized from this debt retirement. These funds will then be available for direct support of student aid and instructional programs. Along with growth in the number of students and programs, the university must continue to grow in the quality of education. $200,000 will be designated to support the President's Scholars Program, which offers financial awards to students with exceptional academic and spiritual qualifications. Many of these promising students would be unable to attend without such assistance. Other Excellence in Education funds will meet needs for upgrading instructional equipment, expanded computer services, and other classroom resources. $100,000 will assist with the purchase of much-needed new science equipment and will provide one additional laboratory. These are critical needs. They cannot be deferred. Meeting them will greatly enhance the university's ability to serve. How will they be met? The objective can only be reached if there is full response at every giving level. Obviously, some can give more than others, but every gift is important. We pray that you will respond as God enables. Please consider our priority needs. Consider them thoughtfully and prayerfully. Through your gift, you will have a key role in providing the church and the marketplace with Christian leaders who share Trinity Western University's commitment to excellence for God's glory.